Hello and welcome to the show. We are your hosts, Boobia
And Fabulies. Today we're going to discuss the science of sex. More specifically, the theme of today's discussion is called Doing It Like They Do on the Discovery Channel. It's shown by several scientific studies that the human race has two sexes, namely male and female.
The male is most noticeably distinguished by being more muscular, bigger in size, having more prominent facial features and body hair. But the most visible difference is the penis. A penis, possible variations, dick, cock, prick, winky, wiener, etc., is the male reproductive organ. It is a cylindrical formation of skin that contains chambers that, during arousal, become filled with blood in order to make it erect. Synonyms: boner, hard-on, woody, stiffy, or flagpole. Some penises have curves, some only slightly, some quite drastically. The function of the penis is to penetrate the vagina in order to send sperm into the uterus, in order to fertilize the egg and start the process of pregnancy. A new life has been created. Sperm is created in the testicles and throughout stimulus will shoot out through the tip of the penis at approximately 28 miles per hour. When a male ejaculates, the amount is about half a teaspoon with 200 million sperm cells. Sperm is produced all through life with a reproductive time of 2 months. Once sperm has entered a female, it can exist for 2 days.
The female, on the other hand, is smaller, less muscular, has wider hips, breasts, and a vagina in place where the male has his reproductive organ. Synonyms for vagina can be such as pussy, cunt, bucks, muffin, front butt, or vajayjay. The parts where eggs, singular ovum, plural ova, are produced are called ovaries, which are often found in pairs. The uterus, or womb, is a major female hormone-responsive reproductive sex organ, which is situated between the cervix and the fallopian tubes. At certain intervals, the ovaries release an ovum, which passes through the fallopian tube into the uterus, making it possible for sperms to fertilize it.
Contrary to most animals, humans take part in the act of copulation for purposes other than reproduction. It is a pleasurable activity, although many would argue with this statement. The level of enjoyment most certainly depends on one's skills, stamina, and imagination.
After a brief introduction to what human reproduction and copulation looks like, let us show you an example of how the act actually happens. I'm Fabulies, the male in this scenario. And in order for my penis to become erect, I have to stimulate it. And this can be done in a variety of different ways, rubbing it. Or rubbing it while using some kind of visual or audio stimuli, or having someone else stroke or suck it at the same time.
At the same time, I, Boobia, the female counterpart of this excellent specimen, want to emphasize the importance of stimulating the female tube. This part is often forgotten, which, as a consequence, can cause penetration to be painful. That's why an extended period of oral and manual stimulation, accompanied by audiovisual aids, just like for males, are necessary. Once stimulation of the female and the male has been achieved, they can now begin the process of reproduction, or as scientists call it, coitus.
I, Fepulis, would guide my fingers to the labia of Boobia's vagina. Whilst maintaining this position, my other hand would move down across her torso, coming to rest on her pelvis, while my thumb is placed on her clitoris. A few moments after, and with some additional tormenting, I would push my fingers toward and all the way into, bottoming out in Boobia's vagina. Meanwhile, I would verbally describe to her what kind of dirty little slut she is and how much she likes to get fucked.
Fabulous is slow taunting and filthy words would help me get relaxed, gradually increasing the level of my arousal. Every motion of his finger on my clitoris would elicit moans of different volume, steadily growing louder and louder. When his finger entered my vagina, the following sigh would ring a responding one out of him. That would prompt him to start talking to me in an obscene way that is commonly known as dirty talk.
The dirty talk commencing and the fingering on its way, the amount of sounds coming from my partner, not pertaining any kind of intelligence, would increase. This would indicate that Boobia was getting aroused. Her levels of dopamine, histamine, and serotonin would be increasing. By continuing this type of activity, and the levels would escalate to such an extent that her vagina would become lubricated enough to better accommodate my penis. When this state of arousal has been achieved, I would make my way up from Boobia's vagina to her aesthetically pleasing mouth, and I would kiss her while slowly guiding the tip of my penis to her labia.
As most females, I personally enjoy the act of kissing. It would please me immensely, feeling Fabulous's mouth moving on mine, his tongue slipping between my lips and starting a complicated dance with mine. His endowed male member reached deeper into my vagina, stimulating one of my main erogenous zones, the Grafenberg spot, generally known as G-spot. The pleasurable sensation this caused would make me want to cry out in ecstasy, and my limbs would unconsciously wrap around his body. I would start voicing my request for him to touch my clitoris, craving more manual stimulation on said body part.
As Boobie inquires for increased clitoral stimuli, it would increase the pressure and velocity of my thumb on her clitoris. In the same movement, I would slowly guide my penis all the way into her vagina, bottoming out completely while eliciting a sigh of relief as my penis finally finds its rightful place. I would rest just for a second or two before initiating thrusting movements with my pelvis with increasing frequency of the motion. This would cause a pleasurable sensation for both parties and would slowly bring us on the way to orgasm.
My partner's escalating pelvic pistoning, his more pronounced grip on my rare and wandering fingers on my clitoris would cause me to elicit deep, animalistic grunts. This positive sign of appreciation would help him understand that his movements have their desired effect, bringing me closer to the craved release. With the pressure building, I would get louder and more physically aggressive, scratching my nails all over his back, finding shoulder and neck.
Boobia starts reacting to my treatment. I sense my own pleasure increasing rapidly, causing my penis to pulsate twitch inside the walls of her vagina. I would exclaim something along the lines of, Boobia, I'm about to ejaculate deep inside your womb.
My response to this would be something similar to, yes, please, give it to me.
I would start ejaculating deep within her vagina whilst growling and grunting like a madman. A spurt after spurt of thick, creamy semen fills her up. At the same time, I would require Boobia to do the same by saying, "Oh, come for me, baby." Oh.
Partner's general request, I will let go of all my ambitions and would reach orgasm. My vagina would pulsate around his member, giving him enjoyable sensations. I would be able to feel his penis, slowly softening, returning to its original flaccid state. I would hold him tighter, breathing hard, enjoying the shocks of electricity coursing my fuck. I would hold him tighter, breathing hard. Enjoying the shocks of electricity coursing through my body.
As the sensations of orgasm overtake us both, we embrace each other deeply while striding out the emotional tempest, moaning and breathing loudly as we slowly come down from the orgasmic high.
Generally speaking, this is the part of the copulation when generic phrases such as I love you and I want to be with you forever would be expressed, as both partners are at a heightened emotional state. Soft kisses would be exchanged and 5 to 15 minutes of cuddling would ensue.
And there we go. That was today's scientific lesson.